Hi, and welcome to Author Uncut. I'm your host and author, Patrice Williams Marks. Hey everyone, I am so excited. This is episode one of season two. Today's podcast is Five Truths About Writing a Novel. You can't handle the truth. But first, if you enjoy my podcast, I'd be so grateful if you spread the word by leaving a rating and a review. Author Uncut can be found wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
You, Colonel.
You snotty little bastard.
Your Honor, I'd like to ask for a recess.
I'd like an answer to the question, Judge.
The court will wait for an answer.
If Lieutenant Kendrick gave an order that Santiago wasn't to be touched, then why did he have to be transferred? Colonel, Lieutenant Kendrick ordered the code red, didn't he? Because that's what you told Lieutenant Kendrick to do.
Object!
And when it went bad, you cut these guys loose!
Your Honor,
you had Marcus inside a phony transport!
Your Honor,
you doctored the logbook!
Damn it, Captain!
You coerced the doctor!
Consider yourself in contempt!
Colonel Jessup, did you order the code red?
You don't have to answer that question.
I'll answer the question. You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
That was A Few Good Men. Awesome movie. What are the truths about writing a novel? Well, writing the great American novel. Is there a sort of romance to the writing process? Well, it kind of depends on what your definition of romance means. Like, is it walking on the beach at sunset or sitting hunched over in front of a monitor for hours on end? Writing, completing, and publishing a novel gives every writer a sense of accomplishment. I know for myself, once I write that last chapter, I feel a sense of relief. I feel that again after the editing process and again once it's released into the world. But no matter what type of novelist or writer you are, you will discover or experience these truths about writing your novel. The first one is that your first draft will probably suck. Now, I know that's a harsh word, but I believe this to be a foregone conclusion. You kept to a writing schedule and may have veered off the main storyline too much. You may have not stuck to the backstory you created for your characters and have them doing things out of character, or you lost confidence midway in your writing. It happens to all of us. The best way to push through this is to put the novel aside for a week or two, then go back to it with a fresh set of eyes and start the editing process and the rewriting process. Even consider hiring a developmental editor to help you get back on track. The second truth in writing novels is that everyone is not going to like your story or characters. In fact, once you put your baby out there in the world, there's always someone all too willing to give you a one star for any reason. It's much easier for some people to berate what someone else has accomplished than look at themselves. But don't get me wrong, not all one-star ratings are invalid. Read what they have to say to see if there's a pattern forming of bad reviews. Re-edit if you have to. The third truth is in line with the second truth. You will receive criticism throughout the entire writing process. If you are doing things right and are working with editors, there will be negative feedback. And that is hard to hear, even for seasoned authors. As a sensitivity reader, I read a lot of manuscripts from a variety of authors. I think it's important to not only point out what may need to be addressed, but also what works. No matter the writer or manuscript, there has to be good aspects that should be praised. No one wants to work with an editor who just tears their writing apart without saying anything positive. The fourth truth is, it's easier to talk about writing that novel than actually doing it. How many of your friends, neighbors, and landlords have this amazing, unique idea for a book that they're willing to share with you once they hear you're a novelist? How many of them have asked you to partner with them? How many have actually sat down and had the discipline to complete a novel? I can't tell you how many times people have wanted me to write their ideas. That's nuts. It's their idea. They should write it. They want to skip the hard-ass part of writing, toss out an idea, and have you spend months in front of a computer doing all the heavy lifting. No, thank you. When this happens to me, I simply tell them they should write their own story and to buy a book on writing a novel to get started. I also tell them that I have enough of my own stories and ideas, which I do, that I don't have the time for as it is. Writing is a commitment. A long commitment. It will take months or a year to complete a novel, depending on your writing schedule, the research you have to do, the editing, and so forth, not to mention the marketing, beta readers, publicity, and technical aspects of producing a book. That is a simple truth. Now, the fifth and final truth for this podcast is, it's fun to make up stuff, to create characters and worlds from your imagination. Whether you're writing science fiction about a world far, far away, or a novel based on that weird neighbor you used to have. You know the phrase, you can't make this stuff up. Well, duh, you can, and somebody probably has. Go wild, go crazy with your ideas. There are no rules when creating your worlds within the pages of a book. You are the god of your very own universe. Wield your power accordingly. So, did I miss a truth that you have experienced? Let me know by visiting my anchor.fm page, the link is in the show notes, and click on the button message to leave me a voicemail. I may just use your voicemail in a future podcast. Join me next week for a really fun episode where I'll be discussing Dale Lohner's writing process behind one of my favorite films, My Cousin Vinny. Spoiler alert, Magic Grits will be involved. Want to suggest a show episode or get in touch? Visit me at authoruncut.com or send me an email at mailbag@patricewilliamsmarks.com. And finally, to join our email list, go to authoruncut.com. Until next time, write on.